You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, leading up to the All-Star announcements, we had talked about, you know, the possibilities of Colum A being an All-Star, of Evan Longoria being an All-Star. And now there's a chance they could both head to San Diego, which is pretty cool. But I think Colum A was the guy that stood out to me because of how much he's done being thrown into a situation. Wasn't expected to be the closer of this team heading to spring training. He gets put in that spot, and he's been so good, and he's headed to San Diego as an All-Star. How excited was he to find out that he's going to be an All-Star?
He was very excited. In fact, it was funny yesterday. He told us that he got called into the manager's office, and he said, "I don't like to be in the manager's office." And he said, "No, it's okay. It's nothing bad." So then he told him that he'd been picked for the All-Star game. He was a manager's pick, and I think he has done extremely well. Based on first, you got to remember he came up as a starter, and then he really didn't raise a big stink when he got moved to the bullpen last year. He kept a good attitude, and by the end of the year, he was a critical piece to the bullpen, and then. Of course, he started this year as the closer, and when Boxberger came back, Cash was ready to give Boxberger the job, and then Boxberger got hurt his first outing, and all Colum A does is just keep on clicking. I mean, he's 19 out of 19 on saves, and just keeps getting it done.
Yeah, if anything, the only problem he's had is not enough save opportunities with the way the team has struggled a bit lately, and the bullpen has struggled without Colum A. Now he comes back. How much of a lift can he give the team just being back healthy again after a stint on the DL?
It's a big lift because the bullpen has really been running on fumes lately. So he got in last night. You know, he'd been on the DL, as you said, and with a little biceps problem. Got in last night. They used him in the eighth, I think, just to get him a little work. And, of course, he got the pitched a scoreless eighth. And so I think it's going to matter in games where, you know, the game's on the line at the end of the game.
Now, the other possible All-Star is Evan Longoria. He's part of the final vote in the American League. So Rays fans can get out there and vote for Longoria and get him to San Diego. I've found in the last few years, Bill, if you're in that final vote, those last five guys, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to get there, whether it be the vote or whether it be a replacement for somebody who gets injured. But Rays fans can get out there. The hashtag is VoteLongo, hashtag VoteLongo on Twitter to vote for him to get him to the American League, to the All-Star game as an American League player. He's a guy who's been there before, but obviously it had been a few years. He just has to feel a little bit of redemption this season, I would think, Bill, because I think people talk about him having down years. I don't know if they were as down as people kind of criticized him for, but this year Longoria has been great.
Yeah, and I think when you say down year, I think you're more mentioning a down year for Longoria, not
right.
Down year. he's been super this year. He told me earlier this season that he'd made a couple of adjustments that's allowed him to see the ball a little better. And after doing that, it's just, everything's felt really good. And, you know, he looked for that all last year and never really did find it. So he's very encouraged about the way he's playing and the way he's hitting the ball.
Chris Archer, a little encouraging start on Sunday. Obviously, it's been such a tough go for him start to start this season. But 5 2/3, 3 hits, no runs, and he struck out 10. Now, he threw a lot of pitches in those 5 2/3 innings, but most of those were early. Archer's a guy that this year has really struggled in that first inning, and he did again on Sunday. He loads up the bases with nobody outs, but the difference this time around is he gets out of it, and then he's able to settle down. What do you think that does for his psyche moving on to his next start?
Well, also, you want to point out, too, that he's had a 10-something ERA in the first inning this year. So, you know, it looked like more of the same, and yet he reached back against a tough Tigers lineup and struck out the side. And then he had 50 pitches through two innings. And still managed to get through almost through the six. In fact, he was looking, you know, he was right at 90 starting the fifth or after five innings. So, by that point, he'd kind of, resurrected his pitch count, and he was actually hoping to get through seven. But I thought it was a good outing for him, and it could bode well for him in the second half.
Yeah, maybe a sign of good things to come. He'll get one more start before the break, right? Does he go Thursday, Friday?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have it off the top of my head.
Right.
I don't remember which one
me either. All right, and then Alex Cobb makes his first rehab start today as we record this on Wednesday. Now, the hope was you get Cobb back and he kind of gives this team a lift for the stretch run and almost like making a trade for a starting pitcher. Maybe it's too late the way this team has played lately, but still it's got to be good and encouraging for this team to see Alex Cobb back on the field for games, even if they're just rehab games at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's unquestionably the top guy before, or was the top guy before he got hurt. He really knows what he's doing out there, so he's had a lot of injuries, so I don't expect him. I think based on the fact that he's come back from injuries before, that being able to go to that is going to help him you know, refine himself and get back to where he's throwing competitive major league pitches quicker than maybe the average bear.
Is there a set at this point, once you get to the rehab process, I think the time frame kind of is a little clearer. What are the Rays thinking as of now as when he could make it back to the major league club?
Well, I think the thought is early August. You know, he's the big thing now is just building endurance. He's going to throw maybe one or two innings tonight, see how he feels, and then, you know, just get back on that regular routine that starting pitchers do and hopefully have no setbacks, which he has not to date. So he was pretty happy about getting out there today.
Yeah, and the one thing you always keep an eye on, I know, with guys coming back from the Tommy John is the control and command, because it seems like the velocity comes back quicker than the control and command does. So that's the thing is it sometimes maybe it takes him the rest of this year to truly get that back, but it's good that he'll be able to work through that this year. Has he talked at all about what he thinks will be the trickiest things as far as coming back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he says the biggest thing is, you know, you can get your arm in shape, but throwing competitive major league pitches. And, you know, I think sometimes the fans and we all kind of take for granted exactly what a major league pitcher is when he's going right, where he's, you know, spotting his pitches. And, you know, it's a very fine target. So, you know, he knows what he's got to get to. I mean, he's been there before. So he's expecting to have a little bit of a, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get that back because it is, you know, you have to be special to have it.
From one Tommy John guy to another former Tommy John guy, Matt Moore, and Bill, the trade rumors starting to swirl. Obviously now we're in the month of July, and once players get back from that All-Star game, I think that's when the rumors will really heat up. But the Rays have looked kind of like a team that would be more seller than buyer so far this season. We'll see how they're able to finish out the month. But it seems like Matt Moore is the guy teams would want at this point from this Rays team. And a lot of teams within the division, which seems unlikely to me that the Rays would keep him in the division, send him to Boston or Baltimore or New York. But if you had to guess at this point, what do you think the chances are of Matt Moore getting dealt before the deadline?
I'd say 50-50 maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not that good, but he's certainly doing his part by pitching well. He's having, you know, he's in the middle of his best month of the season, and he's really looking like, you know, vintage Matt Moore right now. You know, he's spotting his fastball well. He's you know, he's around 94, 95, and, you know, if other teams want him, you know, Moore might actually be driving the price up right now with the way he's performing.
Yeah, and a starter like him with the contract that he has, I would think the Rays are in a position that they can really, and you said it, 50-50, so they don't feel like they have to deal him. They're in a position to really get, if anything, what they want for Matt Moore.
Well, and one thing to keep in mind, the Rays have always felt like, and this goes even back to Andrew Friedman, they never want to get in a position where they have to go to market to try and find starting pitching. And while they do have a lot of depth right now, it can go away in a hurry, which is what we saw last year. They do look like they're pretty rich with pitching right now. But, you know, I think somebody's going to have to come to them with a pretty good deal to get Matt Moore.
Yeah, it's a perfect position to be in. All right, great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com. Extras are Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.